How to succeed in business without a successor.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the man who was positioned to succeed Warren Buffett at Berkshire Hathaway has resigned. We'll find out what's so important about succession plans for big companies. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are basically flat at this hour. The Dow is even at 12,350. The Nasdaq pretty much even also, and so same for the S&P 500. We're about to find out from the Federal Reserve which banks borrowed emergency money during the financial crisis. The trove of information is so big, the Fed is releasing it on CD-ROM. Also, the government said this morning that the number of first-time filers for jobless benefits dropped last week to 388,000. That is more good news on jobs ahead of tomorrow's March employment report, which is considered by many economists to be the most important economic indicator of the month. Now to the surprising news from one of the nation's most respected companies. The man who was positioned to succeed the 80-year-old investor Warren Buffett at Berkshire Hathaway has resigned. David Sokol quit after reportedly buying 100,000 shares of Lubrizol stock before recommending that Berkshire buy the company Lubrizol. Diane Swonk is off this week. We're joined instead live by Mayor Shields, an analyst with Stifel Nicolaus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So give us a sense, for those of us who do not work on Wall Street, why does this high-profile resignation at Berkshire Hathaway matter?
I think at this point in time, Warren Buffett is clearly a celebrity CEO, and Berkshire Hathaway is a celebrity company, if such a thing exists. So when you've got something that at least carries the appearance of impropriety at a company which is a household name, then it's interesting, and I think it's something that people want to talk about.
So it's the issue of Berkshire Hathaway is seen as a very transparent company normally, and this sort of changes that a bit?
Yes, Berkshire Hathaway has developed over the decades a very solid reputation for honesty, and then people look at the story and say, well, maybe that doesn't look right.
What about the succession issue? I mean, why was everybody expecting this guy to be the successor, and what does it matter if he's not?
Well, those are two great questions. I think people were expecting David Sokol to be the successor because he was one of very few CEOs within the Berkshire empire that got moved around. He was the CEO of an energy company, and when the airline company, NetJets, got into trouble, he was the person that was sort of put in to repair that. And he's also made some significant high-profile recommendations for the investment portfolio. So from the outside, he looked to be the most likely person who was being groomed to take over for Warren Buffett. The reason it matters, I think, is because we've had over the past decade a number of, again, iconic CEOs of huge companies, AIG, GE, Citigroup, and when that iconic CEO left and was replaced with someone, then the stocks did very poorly, and there were a lot of unfortunate surprises that had sort of been hidden from the public.
And now we're watching places like Apple with Steve Jobs and Rupert Murdoch over at News Corporation for some possible more succession plans to come out. Mayor Shields of Stifel Nicolaus, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll talk about irony. Microsoft has filed an antitrust complaint in Europe against Google. Microsoft claims the search giant abused its dominant position in internet search to strangle the competition, the BBC's Rebecca Singer reports.
European regulators have been formally investigating Google since last November, when four smaller rivals complained that the search giant was manipulating search results. The news today is that Microsoft has joined the complaint. But the move isn't without irony. Microsoft itself was the target of a decade-long spat with Europe's anti-competition regulators, and in the end paid over $1 billion to Europe, at the time a record fine for an individual company. But now the boot is on the other foot, and Microsoft is claiming to be the underdog. Rupert Goodwins is editor of technology website ZDNet UK. He says he's not surprised by the move.
Microsoft has failed completely to make any headway against Google, in Europe in particular, on the online search market.
If found guilty, Google could, in theory, be fined millions or even billions of dollars, maybe approaching or surpassing the record fines once paid by Microsoft. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 75 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, undertaking a carbon-reducing effort, investing in projects like wind farms and planting trees across America over the next few years. ChevyCarbonReduction.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Well, it's one thing for a company to track your clicks as you browse its website. It's quite another for it to track your emotions. But this week in San Francisco, scientists demonstrated new technologies aimed at getting inside your head. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
Rosalyn Picard is a scientist at MIT's Media Lab and the co-founder of a startup called Effectiva. The company is teaching computers to recognize human emotions. The idea is to give online marketers a sense of how shoppers are responding to their products or pitches.
One way to think about it is, hey, if you were in our store, we'd be able to see, like, if you were looking confused or interested or like you needed help.
But if you're shopping online or streaming a video, the company on the other end of those wires doesn't know if you're amused, annoyed, or bored, or on the verge of closing the deal. So Picard and Effectiva created a web app that can watch you while you surf, a computer that tracks human emotions through a webcam.
If you're willing to turn on your webcam and let us see that, we'll try to offer you better service.
Successful salespeople know how to read their customers. Soon, they could let computers do it for them. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Well, the diner restaurant chain Denny's isn't relying on any fancy computers to get our emotions going. It's reverting to an old standby, bacon. The chain has launched a big ad campaign for what it's calling Baconalia, a whole menu filled with bacon items like bacon meatloaf, bacon flapjacks, the triple bacon sampler, and of course, the maple bacon ice cream sundae. The marketing chief for Denny's told Advertising Age, "We truly believe the bacon trend is here to stay." Well, I, for one, welcome this development, though I'm not sure about maple bacon ice cream. That might be a step too far. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Obama administration wants to win the future, so it set up a new government agency to handle that.
The highway of government programs here is littered with carcasses of programs that were ill-conceived or ill-implemented, where large amounts of money have gone to firms, but very little innovation has come out of it.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The fate of innovation lies in the hands of governments. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.